The Demon Sea.
Well, cut. You must be mistaken.
It's now. It's here.
Come on down here and help with it.
Demon Sea. Paranormal existence.
You mean to say you came here purposely?
The first move in the great conspiracy had been made.
Shall I have a minute just to calm down a bit?
Because free and easy on the highway of life. Strength
drink
your
coffee first, because everything. Why I'm surrounded by fucking dongs, I don't know.
Strength through power, Mike. Strength through power. First step is always the strongest. Remember that.
I'll have a couple of deep breaths. I'll be fine.
Take it easy. Have a fag or something. That's it. I'm having a can of Heineken, warming up nicely.
I've had, without any exaggeration, 9 pints.
How did you manage to have 9 pints?
Well, I'm meeting in town with a couple of people.
Yeah.
Three of us. And we bought a round each.
Strong start.
Well, that's fine. They all went back to the office.
Yeah.
If I'm in a nice pub and I've had three pints.
Yeah.
The only thing I really want to do at that point is keep on drinking. So,
yeah,
I sat on my own, like a sad case, and another pint.
Lovely.
And then this person came over and had a chat. And another person came over and had a chat. So I ended up having, you know, another 5 pints with them.
See, this is how it started for George Best. You go into a pub for a pint. And then you have another one, and then you sit there and have one for yourself. Then you start talking to a stranger.
Well, you know what? You joke, but the pub I was in is Barry John's favourite pub. And, of course, Barry John was famously friends with George Best.
There you go.
And so, I could easily imagine, because the shit I've had since I came home trying to get on online and do this bollocks, I could have stayed in the pub, had a drink, and everyone's happy.
Stumbling over
I just noticed you call this call Cunts Unite. Call that. I've just noticed. Oh, Christ.
Oh, this is such a strong start. And it's going to be paranormal as AF, the whole thing. It's just Oh, it's good. It's going to be good.
So I apologize, right?
I'm fine with it. And again, it's just a bucket of clag. Nobody cares. It's literally.
Why do people insist? And not even people, things wind me up. Why do they insist on doing that for?
That's life, isn't it?
Yeah, oh, I should say so. Yeah.
Should we try an intro of some form?
Yeah, yeah. Hang on. Let me just calm down for 1 second.
Okay.
You've got a drink and I haven't got a drink.
But you've had 9 drinks, to be honest, you know.
Yeah. It's unlucky, though, isn't it?
That's true. You should round it up to 15 and then just stay out for 6 days.
Well, there's another first for this pile of shit that we do.
No.
In my storied podcasting career, I've never done a gig pissed before.
So this really is, again, strength through power.
A slap in the face. I mean, when I'm sober, it is a piss take.
Now,
when I'm drunk, this is a complete lack of respect for the listener.
It's a horrible mess.
A complete disdain for the format.
Yeah, I mean, basically, it's a pair of bloody pants on a nightclub floor that no one's owning up to. That's
exactly. This is what it is.
You know, take a breather. Have a cup of coffee. Let the family, you know, sort of hide in fear, knowing you might come storming back into the house in 20 minutes, screaming, and then just take it easy. You should have come home with a teddy bear you bought from a motorway service station. Said, "There's your present now. Fuck off." Right. He's coming out. We've had a party. We put a sign up for him and everything. We were really excited. We got the party food out, put it on the table. He came home, puked up on the floor and spat on the computer, the bastard.
Yeah.
Welcome home, Dad, it says across the door as you come in. Teddy bear under your arm. Blood on your face. Fuck are you looking at?
Old school.
I've had 9 pints. I'm free.
Yeah. Oh, I don't feel too bad for 9 pints, to be fair, but
Good.
You know, I'm not condoning, not by a long stretch of imagination, drinking.
No. Was it Guinness?
Drinking, certainly.
What were you
drinking? Essay, Brain's Essay.
Oh, that's quite an easy, you can go through that quite easily, so that's fine.
I did.
You know.
I did.
No.
Oh, God.
9 big pisses. Did you walk home and have a piss in a bush, not caring?
No.
Good lad.
Well, I was in no mood to walk anyway. I didn't walk. Because in the back of my mind, I was thinking, I've got to get back. I've got to treat these listeners with the respect.
Yeah.
You know, and
I've got to treat these listeners with the respect. I like you because you like fun. And that's what I like. Do you want to fight?
That's what
I like you because you.
That's what I was thinking. Exactly that, yeah. No, but I'm all right now. I feel quite bright-eyed and bushy-tailed.
Good. Strength through power, Mike. Strength through power. That's what I said.
Yeah, what is that? That sounds like something from...
I just made it up three minutes before the podcast because you sound good.
Third Reich handbook.
Yeah. Demon Seed Pod. Yeah. Strength through power. That's the new catchphrase. Get that on a T-shirt.
Hashtag.
Get it on the T-shirt, strength through power. Demon Seed, strength through power. And then some sort of oppressive-looking black and red logo on the front with a skull.
That'd be nice. That'd be nice.
That'd be quite good.
Yeah.
Just gain
yourself. The thing is about these pricks who listen to this, they've got to learn, John.
That's true. I mean, it's truth. I mean, they're punishing themselves and they're just coming back for more. So I've warned them.
It's not scared of my nose.
Warned them all. I've said, keep away. It's bad for you. Don't play it to your family. They persist. They come back. Yeah, my wife has had to listen to it. My children have had to listen to it. You know, I've lost my job over it.
Yeah. You know.
I went on the big computer in the boss's office, typed in horse dick. I did lose my job. But it was all right. Oh, strength through power. That's what it's all about.
Yeah.
Oh, build up now.
Nice, isn't it? Yeah. Oh, thanks, pal. All good?
Yeah, good. I've been doing some pop concerts, which have been fun.
Oh, nice. With the old band.
Yeah, that's cool. And I'll fight out again on Saturday to do some more of the pop concerts, so that's good.
Who are you playing Saturday?
Aberystwyth, back in Wales. So Aberystwyth.
Oh, nice in Aberystwyth. Nice.
It is good.
At the university?
I don't even know, actually. It could be.
No, fair play. You don't
know. Do you? No, I just turn up and see what happens. I'm the talent, you know, so I just...
Not your problem, mate. Not your problem.
Turn up, see what happens. Did Minehead Butlins at the weekend. It was fantastic. It was absolutely fantastic.
Yeah.
It was a festival of sort of 90s music. So you had Sean Ryder was there with his band Black Grape.
Oh, nice.
And who else was there? The Feeder. I know of them. And I got to see 808 State.
Shaka Demons and Players?
No, Shaka Demons and Players, but I think they're there in 2 weeks' time. They are doing some sort of like 90s dance festival and Shaka Demons are playing.
Really?
Baby girls! Yeah, they're going to be there.
Shut up.
They're doing like a sort of, you know, those 90s festivals where they relive a slightly rough club from the 90s. That's what they're doing in about three weeks' time. Slightly Rough Fest 2020. Yeah. And it's been put off since last year, but they're going to be Dodge getting there. A lot of people punching each other on the dance floor. So watch out for Slightly Rough Fest. I won't be playing that one. No.
What did I see recently? There was that sort of thing. I saw Joe Wiley.
Yeah.
Did a festival in, well, not a festival, it was more of a night, a DJ night in, I'm going to say, Margate?
Yes, I think the Margate. Margate is quite good for events and stuff. It's surprising,
nice.
But it's very good. And
It's very nice.
You spent some time there recently?
Big fan. Big
good
fan.
Lad. Good lad.
Big fan. Big fan. I'm warming up now.
Just get your bearings. What are you wearing? Trousers off or trousers on?
Trousers on, but I'm in my bar, so I'm either too cold.
Yeah.
But I've now put a fleece on and I'm too hot, so.
Get it on, get sweating, you know.
I'm going to take it off a bit.
Power through strength, Mike. Do whatever it takes. Whatever it takes. Let's get yourself ready. I'm going to have a sip.
Right, I'm focused now. I'm focused.
We could do an intro. Build up to it, do an intro.
Oh, yeah.
My boys, my wonderful boys, each one of you has treated me to such delights that I bring you presents. Timothy, for you, some crisps. David, a used piece of salmon fillet. And Ian, for you, a disused gonk from the side of the A4051 to Cumbran, dripping in an unknown fluid. Welcome.
Did you say gonk?
You skunk, of course, David. Very popular in the 70s. The younger boys amongst you may not be familiar with the gonks, but I assure you they were a great source of entertainment during my childhood. Now, very much so, they are left on the side of the road.
Mm.
David, yeah, take my cape. David, remove my cape. I'm incredibly warm. I need to be cooled down. Simon, bring my shorts. And Ian, the ice cubes for the soles of my feet. That's better.
Fucking dildo.
And now, Peter, the largest of the boys, you are to fill the babyless foot massager and bring it forwards. But remember, the water must be lukewarm or punishment will occur, Peter.
Yeah, it's good. It's good. It's good, damn it.
Oh, dear. So that's the intro done. That's it.
Yeah. Yeah.
My boys, my wonderful boys. It's so cold outside. Come, gather close, put the duvet on, turn up the fire, and let us watch Antiques Roadshow on VHS. Long play, of course, 6 episodes per cassette. Wonderful. Can you guess how much that Ming Dynasty vase would be, David? Wrong. No, it would be priceless. You see, they're extremely rare. Extremely rare. Now, go and get my Clarice Cliff book. We will look at Art Deco.
Let me catch a breath of a young knob.
My boys, my wonderful boys, where would I be without you? This modern world is too much for me with your mobile phones and computers. I simply need a textbook, an old-fashioned camera, and a pencil, and I can sketch all of my fantasies.
You like, John? Oh, she's like...
Warming up.
Yeah. I have got to take my fleece off now, because I'm getting a bit warm. Hang on a minute.
It's incredibly warm in my cape. I must remove it. David, take the cape. Hang it up on the wall of capes.
There now.
Ian, take your top off. Put the He-Man chest plate on. Let us play Skeletor.
I saw I was a big fan of He-Man back in the day.
Yeah, I do like a bit of He-Man.
Yeah.
As a young lad.
What's up, Snarf? Oh, wait,
He-Man, what's happening, He-Man? Snarf. But I can see your phallus.
Snarf.
Calm down, Snarf. It's just a phallus. Yeah, all that sort of stuff.
Snarf was... Thundercats, Snarf.
Oh, my God. Oh, was it?
He was.
I'm not getting mixed up, am I?
Snarf's afraid of your cheese.
Oh, you're right, mate. I'm so sorry. I was trying to think of the... what was Battle He-Man's? Cat. The big Battle Cat. Yes. Sorry, mate.
A.K.A. You're Cringer. Right. Snarf.
Yeah. Yes.
Yes.
And Snarf was...
He was Snarf. Thundercats. Yeah.
By the Eye of Thundera. That was the one, wasn't it?
That was the one.
Eye of Thundera?
Yeah, that was it. Thundercats Ho. He would pronounce
it. Thunder. Oh, yes. Cheetara.
Yeah. Cheetara. Mum Ra, of course. All the classics. The green one looked like a lizard.
Of course, I was a pubescent lad.
Yeah.
Around the time of Cheetara, pre internet. And yeah. I can tell you.
Exciting. Exciting.
I
imagery.
Can tell you. I used to watch Cheetara when there was no one home.
Yeah, well, take you back to Battle of the Planets. Michael, yeah. It seems you've dirtied your own mouth with your thoughts. Come, let me wipe it with a tissue. Come closer. I can almost smell the fish on your mouth. Tell me, was it a salmon fillet for dinner today, Michael?
Fish sticks are warmed.
Oh, so much fun.
No, I did love the old Thundercats, to be fair.
Yeah, it was a strong show. It was very strong.
Panthro,
Cheetara,
Wily Cat.
Yeah.
Cheetara.
Was Panthro the great? Oh, hang on a minute.
I was just saying.
I thought I've got terrible indigestion. Oh. You know.
He's had a fall. He's gone. No. He's got a fall.
They kicked the glass over.
Ah, that I've been here for 4.5 hours. I fell over the nip. I can't get up half.
You were trying to look at the machine again, you horrible 20-year-old man.
No, I wasn't laughing. I was trying to make a call on the internet. I couldn't let myself out that I fell over and just fell on this rubber tube.
Then why is it a touch of your mouth at the same time, you horrible dirty puff?
Oh, Arthur, please help me. I've got a load of clags stuck in my fingerless gloves, Arthur. I couldn't get up, Arthur. I've been here for 4.5 hours. Your name's not even Arthur, it's Harold.
You can't even remember your own son's name. You make me sick. Claiming you've had a fall. How come I saw you by the window looking at those school children?
Arthur, I was trying to change a light bulb, then I tried to send an email. You know I can't use computers too well, Arthur. I took a tumble and I hurt me hip.
Then explain the bar full of beans out the back. I just done by accident.
Arthur had nowhere to store them, had to take them all out of the tin and bake sure they was in the bar.
Beans all over my place, in the bed, all over the bath. You make me disgustingly sick, you old dirty person.
I'll leave it out, Adam. I couldn't even get your name right in the first place. I took a tumble and found a large rubber tube and it went in my mouth and I was blowing and sucking just to see if I could get it out, Arthur. That's all. Harold is not even your name, Arthur, is it?
Fuck off, man.
So I had to create a breathing mechanism with a rubber tube. You disgust me with your underwater breathing mechanism. You horrible, horrible dirty old man.
Here, Arthur, I was trying to see if I could breathe under the water in the bath of beans. It's not even Arthur, is it? It's Harold. I'm sorry, Harold. I can't remember your name. I must have hit me head when I took a fall, Arthur. Harold.
Yeah, how many times have I told you? You can't create an aqua lung with a rubber tube and a bath full of beans. You dirty, horrible
person. Here, Arthur, Harold, whatever your name is. I was just trying to develop my underwater breathing apparatus. Please believe me, I've taken a tumble and hurt me hip. Oh, Mary the punk.
Power through strength. Power through strength. Strength through power.
Fucking dildo.
9 pints deep. How far can you take? Have you got any more booze there?
I tell you, it's lucky that I stopped drinking about 3 or 4 hours ago. Because
you would have killed somebody. Oh, God.
What's the old... What's on the old paranormal schedule for today?
Big as AF this week.
Got some stuff.
Big style, yeah. Going in deep this week. Oh, got some really shaking you to the bones, turn your pubes grey, all that stuff. It's coming. Wow. It's coming straight out of the box.
I'll say, Johnny, fair play to old Dan Peterson.
Oh, wow. What a fantastic artist. Fantastic. Yeah. If you've listened to this podcast and you've followed us on Twitter, look at Dan Peterson, then just be in awe. Yeah. The power of that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Rub yourself.
Yeah.
Rub things into yourself. Yeah. Rub yourself.
Yes. Good.
Just enjoy it, isn't it?
I tell you what you can do is you can contact Dan Peterson, buy an A3 poster of one of the pictures he's done, and then just roll around naked on top of it. Film yourself, put it on YouTube, get 50,000 viewers, get people to hit like, smash that subscribe button and make an absolute bomb off of it. Absolute class.
Yeah.
Class.
Or just get one of his pictures that he's done of us, print it out. Bit of A4 paper, chew it up.
Yeah.
Real small.
Yeah, real small.
Jam it up your fucking rectum. Jam up your rectum.
Get a rubber tube. Pop
get
it
around Dan's house and just fart it off in his face.
Straight up. Three lumps in one go.
They'd say that's quality, man. Then just get back in the car and fuck off.
Glass in a glass. I said you buy one, you get one free. Remember that bloke? Some northerner.
That curly-haired fucking ball prick.
Dressed up like a town crier.
Yeah.
I said, you buy one, you get one free.
That was his company.
Yeah.
That was his company.
I've got a feeling he went to prison for doing really bad stuff, I think.
Did he?
I'm not. I can't. It could be libelous, but something might have happened. Like, you know, the worst
stuff. Fuck your windows.
Adult, I got a new job today. Oh. I'm putting windows in. I met a fellow who's dressed like a town crier. He said, you buy one, you get one free, Adult. I'll tell you. You know what, that's what he does. He's a window fucker. Nonsense, Adult. He was really friendly. He told me if he bought one, he'd get one free.
You flaming idiot. Trying to believe a town crier said he'd get one for free. You make me sick. Trying to rub yourself against me. If you're not taking a tumble with a rubber tube trying to make some breathing apparatus, you're dealing with people dressed like town criers. We're trying to fuck windows. You make me sick.
Oh, Adult, I was just looking for a bit of extra cash on the side. After all, Hercules, the horse, is lame at the moment. We can't pick up any more rubbish. I met an alley from EastEnders. Dirty Dan. Angie. Most of the cast from Hello Hello. Rene. The Italian one who had a funny feather coming out the top of his head.
Oh, senior something or other.
Mentioning things from the 80s that aren't on TV anymore, Adult. Yeah, who remembers that Thames television?
Brush strokes.
Here, Adult, I bet you remember the theme tune to Brookside, don't you, Adult?
Of course I do, you fucking idiot. Do 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 do.
Yeah, that's the one, Adult. That's the one I used to listen to when I was in the bath, Adult. Renee from Hello Hello, Bob Holders, Blockbusters, Gold Run. I remember when EastEnders was on years ago. Here, Adult, whatever happened to Neighbours, it used to be on twice a day.
Of course it's not on anymore. You have to watch that on Channel 5 now, you.
Not the same, though, is it, Adult? Rushing home from dinner after school and watching it at dinner time, then coming home from school and watching it again, even though you taped it up later in the day, and then talking about it in lunchtime, Adult.
Oh, can you fuck off with me?
Yeah, who remembers keeping up appearances? That were good, wouldn't it?
You talk about Hounslow as if you loved him, you dirty pervert.
Yeah, talking about things you remember from the past is great, isn't it, Adam? Who remembers fingers and gloves?
Breathe. I can't breathe.
Oh, dear. Who remembers that episode of Paul Daniels when he pretended to kill himself by locking himself in an Iron Maiden and it closed on him and all the audience thought he'd killed himself, but he hadn't really because it was an Halloween special, Adam. Do you remember that?
Oh,
AF as fuck this one.
These are the days.
Those were the days, my friend.
We thought they'd never end. We'd laugh and sing forever and a day. We something doodle do. We'd fart and never. Those were the days. Oh yes, those were the days. La 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 la
la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la
la la la la la la la la la la la la la la a bird in the sky. Ooh, La Paloma Blanca. Something diddle 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 diddle.
So paranormal. It's so paranormal. It's just fucking
paranormal
terrifying.
AF, this is. Oh,
paranormal as AF to the max. I tell you,
if ghosts... you listen to this and your young kids listen to this podcast, please don't have nightmares.
No.
About the ghosts.
Honestly.
Werewolves, some of it can be stuff we're talking about.
Yeah, some of it's close to the bone. It's very scary, and of course we can't explain, you know, things like a man with a tube up his bum. But
yeah, you can't.
I think that whole idea.
We used to have a series about things you couldn't explain.
And, yes, yeah, and then that's
what it's called now. But I mean,
no, It was good. It was really good. But
I should Coco, yeah.
They did they made us cut the bits like this were mainly cut out of it. So
Yeah.
Jesus.
That was nice. Yeah, it's good. It was very hard hitting. Quite, you know.
Yeah, it was cutting edge. It was cutting edge.
I believe there's still clips of it on the old iPlayer. Or whatever.
If you know how to use the internet, you probably find all five series somewhere. But I don't know. I mean, I barely know how to turn a computer on. I'm having problems with my own digestive tract at the moment. But we will get there.
A man after 9 pints whistling the theme tune. That's what it is. That's what it's become.
A man after 9 pints whistling really badly the theme tune.
Oh, fuck off. That was no perfect.
I like you. I like you. Have you ever, do you know?
René, you're a fool.
René, he has a 9 pints and he's trying to whistle the zip tune to hello, hello. He's in the bed. Mary's a punk. You have been watching In Order of Appearance after Bostrom as a police officer.
I still have the old you've been watching Lord of Appearance.
It was lovely. It was, I mean,
do you think you are getting Mr. 9
points deep? Come on.
If you think you hold England down, we are the boys who will stop your little game. We are the boys that will make you think again. So who do you think you are kidding me?
Don't tell him back.
Uncle Arthur, I've got an idea. We could get a rubber tube and put it up ourselves.
I've told you a million times, Pike, I'm not your uncle. I've been fucking your mum.
That's
the subtext, that, isn't it? That old.
Classic.
John again, Missouri has been rooting Ian Lavender's mum.
Yeah. I mean, we again, the younger viewers.
Well, she's got neat. She's got neat. Her husband's fucked off. And
if I had the chance, I would. I
get. I'd love to get fucked by John the Missouri. Probably English gent like that.
Lovely man. Good eye interest you in this.
In the middle of rationing.
Yeah, he'd give you a bit of meat.
Yeah, like 2 ounces of cheese a week or whatever. And,
2 ounces of cheese. Oh, dear.
Hey, you look incredibly healthy considering we're going through a bit of a blitz at the moment. Well, I've been getting my quota of cheese from the right place.
I've been getting a rot house here too.
You know what he's talking about?
Missouri.
He's talking about cream cheese off that John the Missouri. Gets it in the dog and dove, he does.
I believe I'm right in saying that the air raid warden in that
Bill Pertwee
was John Pertwee's brother.
I think it was his brother, yes. I always liked Bill Pertwee more than John Pertwee, but I do like John Pertwee in Doctor Who because he just.
I was a big Worst of Gambit fan.
Terrifying. Absolutely no idea what was going on. A bloke who can take his head off, and then a bloke who lives in a shed who somehow seems to. Control him in some way, and then a woman dressed as a doll, and then two kids.
Yeah. I mean, she was quite scary as well.
I was going to say you put that on
Aunt
TV
Sally.
Now. Yeah,
Aunt Sally.
But they bought it back, which is even more terrifying in many ways.
Yeah, with bloody what's his name from the Ding Dong.
What's his name from the Ding Dong? I know the one
from
you
the
mean.
Office.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Yeah,
and Detectorist and all that stuff.
Yeah,
what's his name? Mackenzie Crook, of course.
Mackenzie Crook. Yeah,
Apologies, McKenzie, if you listen to this. I fell a few points apart.
He's nine points deep. He's 9 points deep.
I don't know what the fuck I'm on about.
Power through strength, Arsenal strength through power. So.
Yeah.
I like you. You're all right. No.
Of course, the strength of McKenzie Crook is that he can play all manner of parts. You know,
I think it's,
he became very much known as the well-meaning but ultimately dim Gareth in the office,
and its subsequent repeat series
and shooter and offshoot, and of course then became the character in The Detectorists.
Very popular show.
Indeed, and of course, he played Wurzel Gummidge, the scarecrow Wurzel Gummidge, in the reboot of the late 70s, early 80s series of the same name, starring Mr. John Pertwee, of course, who also played Doctor Who and was renowned for being a bon vivant, very much a man of his day. A very well-dressed man, a regular smoker and drinker, indeed, and all-round good egg.
Very, very good man. Yeah. I think that the downfall of Mackenzie Crook's career was, of course, when he was approached to play the role of Wilfred Bramble in Step to Her and Son.
This was the beginning of the end for Crook. It really indeed was. I mean, because Bramble had made that role his own. There was very much, one couldn't think of the role of Bramble without thinking of the role of Steptoe and Son. They were very much entwined with each other. And so, of course, Mackenzie Crook comes to the role and he needs to bring himself, something himself to the role. But you're talking about a role that is synonymous with the British public with one person. Of course, that is an uphill battle and a hiding to absolute nothing for Crook. Absolutely nothing.
Essentially, it was his downfall. Being a method actor, he decided to take on the role. And 3 months before he'd even received the first script, he was found in his dressing room in a bath of beans with a rubber tube inserted deep into his anus, into his mouth, hanging from a light bulb. And he was indeed rubbing himself against a window with a town crier from the north of England proclaiming, "You buy one, you get one free." And of course, he was completely destroyed by the media. And he did, in his own self-defense, proclaim he was a method actor simply trying to get into the...
Crook, I mean, after the buy one, get one free incident became known, of course, Crook spent months and months in the middle of a cornfield tied to essentially a wooden crucifix, scaring crows. And this is what getting himself into the role of Wurzel Gummidge, as he called him, WG. That was a shorthand they used. Of course, and when he was being WG, he inhabited the role. He very much became WG to the extent where the crows would actually... This was the actual wonder of Mackenzie Crook. The crows believed him to be an actual scarecrow. It was BAFTA award-winning stuff from Crook.
Wonderful. And of course, I mean, if it wasn't in the first place, if he'd not gone for that role in The Office as Gareth, as he was known, the only reason he got the role was because Gervais at the time was looking for a qualified actor.
Gervais.
And Mackenzie Crook took himself to the audition like any other actor, learned the lines, knew exactly what to say, but instead of reliving those lines, he simply got on all fours, said, "I'm a fax machine," allowed Gervais to push some paper into his mouth, and then he shit it back out through the other end, and that got him the role. He became a human fax machine in order to get that role in The Office, and it cemented his place in the world of show business.
Well, what people don't realise, John, of course, is that in the TV industry that... the mighty dollar, if you will, is the absolute be-all and end-all. So Gervais saw in Crook someone not only an accomplished actor, not only somebody who could portray a role and inhibit it, but also somebody who could become a fax machine, and not just to look like a fax machine, to act like a fax machine.
Indeed.
So, of course, Gervais and Merchant that would frequently... put pieces of A4 paper into Mackenzie Crook's arsehole, and he would spit them out while saying things like beep, 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 just like a fax machine. And this killed two birds with one stone.
And that is why he's the greatest actor in Britain today. And there is no doubt about it. There is no doubt. And when he takes on the role of Rene from Hello, Hello, which he will indeed do, he will.
Of course, the reboot, the Hello, Hello reboot.
And when it happens,
I, for one, am absolutely frothing with expectancy for this role. I really am, John.
By all accounts, he's spoken to his agent and he's prepared to sit in the car during a storm and let a tree smash through the windscreen and dent his head in order. In order
he
to get the
so
role.
He's so method. He is prepared to risk brain damage to become Gordon Kaye. And this is the beauty of Crook. It really is.
My boys, my wonderful boys. Which one of you enjoys the presence of Mackenzie Crook? Well, tonight is your lucky day because I have made a Mackenzie Crook mask, which I shall put on and chase you around the woods.
And let us not forget, of course, that in the hiatus, if you will, between filming Gummidge and The Office, that Crook became a Hollywood A-lister.
An A-lister of the highest quality.
Of matinee films, where he, of course, stood in during periods of sickness and inactivity for Mr. Johnny Weissmuller.
Of course.
And this is often overlooked. I mean,
Weissmuller was, of course, a very, very practical actor and a very, very accomplished actor. But there were just times where he could not make it into the studio. And that's where Crook came into his own. Wonderful man.
Hey, the thing about Weissmuller, he looked great in a loincloth, okay? The guy had shoulders to die for, okay? The guy was an Olympic athlete. He could swim like I can shit 4 times a day, no problem. But sometimes it took its toll on Weissmuller, and that's when he got Crook in to do the scenes. And people don't know this shit because it was seamless. It was seamless. It was like when the guy came in to do the Ronnie Corbett monologues in The Two Ronnies. It was a different guy. Halfway through the series, they brought a new guy in. He was the dickhead who wrote fucking whatever the fuck it was called with Victor Meldrew. He was great. He was gangbusters. They didn't even fucking know they changed the role. It was the same thing with Weissmuller and Mackenzie Crook. And that's what these cats don't realize.
The thing with Johnny Weissmuller, he was a freaking shill. He was a fake-ass motherfucker. But you know about Crook? He had an ass to die for and a mouth that could spit shit 20 yards. That's how the kid made it into freaking Hollywood. Weissmuller was gone by the end of the year. But I'm telling you, that Mackenzie Crook, you could put a bullet up his ass, he'd fire it out of his mouth in 20 seconds, read off the lines, fuck off the set and he'd be in the fucking Bronx in 28 seconds. That son of a bitch was one hell of an actor. You know what he did once? He pretended he was a vampire bat. He drank his own blood in front of his mom. You know what she did? She pissed herself. I never saw an actor like Mackenzie Crook in my life, and I'll never see one again. You know why? Because my name's Max, and this is my boss, Mr. H. He's
gorgeous.
He's gorgeous. This is his wife, Mrs. H. She's quite good, too.
Oh, God.
Mackenzie Crook, I never saw anybody with a set of ass cheeks like that guy in my life. Blue veins running up the back, a ring piece tighter than the fucking nozzle on your own jet engine. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, God. Paranormal as AF. Total. Oh, strength through power. Power through strength. Oh, God. Going good.
Yeah.
Oh, God. Just got to regain myself a little bit there.
Yeah. Well, have a bit of your vape.
Yeah, I will actually, yeah. Let's have a bit of this now. Do you like Strawberry Letter 23, the song?
I don't know that one. Oh, is that it?
Oh, God. It was...
How does it go?
I'll try and explain it to you now. Hang on a minute. It's been in my head all day. You'll know it. You'll know it when you hear it.
You sound like do 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 do. You're not that one, was it?
No, that was.
It's always nice to see you, says the man who pours the coffee, and he fills it only halfway. And before I even argue, he's playing with his ball bag. At somebody coming in. Do 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 do
do. He has taken out a hammer. He is smashing up his ball bag. He is putting it on YouTube. He is making 22 views. That kid is getting hits from the left and to the right. And then the next thing that you know it, his whole channel is not shy. Do 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 do. I gotta tell you, that kid was fantastic. He was making songs back when you were just 22 inches high, kid. God damn. Mario Punk. Standards.
I know.
Bubbles. The names. Tony Hart's take off. The broom cupboard.
Plus the seat. The gallery.
Nicholas Mitchell.
Jacko.
Falklands conflict.
Every decrease of circus. Just defense.
What would you say if I told you things were still the same? And we find a way to have our dreams and we arrange them.
It'll be all right on the night.
Vincent.
Sorry, Pen. Oh, God. Yeah. Elmo. Elmo Pundy.
Here, Jacko.
Yeah. Oh, it's just a load of noises and some words.
For me. It's too paranormal for me.
It's just a load of noises and some words. Oh, God, no pints.
It's too
deep.
Paranormal.
Strength through power. Power through strength. Oh,
I mean,
my God.
Even by my own low standards, this is a real slap in the dick of all the listeners. What I'm going to do next time.
There's no doubt.
What I'm going to do next time is not have 9 pints and then do the show.
We even bother doing it next time.
The thing is, John, they're paying fuck all for it. So
yeah, it's true. Yeah.
Why don't I fucking care?
It keeps you busy. We're 42 minutes in now. I quite happily stop, but I keep going for a bit more. You know, I mean,
no, I'd be fine. Yeah, we haven't done.
Don't go too far. You know, we did a couple of my wonderful boys. That's they're done there. You know,
I'd be happy with that.
That's what it's like. I've still got to get the Paranormal as AF together, actually. So I've got to have a look for that. But
have a look what's wrong. I'm going to have a look. I'll quick burp a minute.
Do it really close up so we can hear the insides working properly. Just a quiet bit. Good lad. Good lad. Let's have a look now. A bit of a respite now. If you're listening to this in an office, this is the bit where you can just actually, you know, do your data input or make your phone calls or anything serious now. Just crack on with that for 5 minutes.
I'm trying to do a big burp, but I can't do it.
You'll probably have a terrible time on the toilet tomorrow.
Well, I imagine so, yeah. That's what I'm planning on.
Was it brains you were drinking, did you say?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Lovely drink, but it can play havoc on the insides, of course. As with any alcoholic drink, you know, that's the issue, isn't it?
Yeah. But the joy of this podcast, I think, as a layperson, is there's very few podcasts these days where you can put a pipe up your ass and enjoy it equally.
I can't breathe.
You know what I mean?
in a bar for beans.
Really?
Yeah. There's not many. So it's niche. You know, it's really niche.
Oh, Christ,
I think that's what gives people. And also, it's very easy to understand. If we go into the paranormal, we break it down in such a way, it's very easy. We're not getting scientific. There's not too much jargon.
No, we're not too scary.
No, and it's not too scary. It's something everyone in the family, apart from your children, your wife, your mother-in-law, your mother, your father, anyone you know can listen to, which I think that's what's
good about it. Well, it's NS.
Nice and safe for work.
We all said that about this show.
Yeah. It's nicely safe for work, this. Nicely safe for work, which is, again, part of the appeal. I think that really sort of amps it up a bit. So,
as I said at the top, I mean, it's nice that I'm looking at the recording of this on the screen.
Yeah.
You call this Cunts Unite, this particular episode, which is...
We have united. We have united, and I think that's what's good about it. Apart from Reese is not here, although we've not mentioned that tonight.
No.
We haven't united.
Maybe not as slick as we usually are, because he's not here.
Yeah, you may have noticed someone's had 9 pints tonight before the recording. But I've had.
Well, do you know what the other option was? I was going to phone you up and say I can't do it tonight. I've fallen over it myself.
I've had a fall out. I'm broken me. I'm taking a temple out. Oh, yeah, every time.
Your way. I thought, no, I won't do that.
Good lad.
I got too much respect for you.
Yeah, nice one. That's cool.
Too much respect for our listeners.
Strength through power. So, strength through power. Yeah. You know, that's what it's all about, you know.
You've had a few beers, you don't sound like yourself.
Yeah, yeah.
Does it sound to you like I've had 9 beers? So does it sound right?
I can't do playback here, but I can do an impression. You know, you've had a few beers. And you're so sound like yourself. That's what pretty much what we're getting there, you know. So it's going to be a strong episode.
So you can't tell.
Not at all. There's no way. There is no way anyone would know. If you hadn't said you'd had 9 pints, they just think you'd had a stroke. So it's fine. Absolutely fine. Absolutely fine. But a cracking recording.
Yeah, it was free, isn't it? So.
Yeah, totally free. I think we're coming towards... And also, what's nice this week, we didn't release it on Thursday. It's coming out Friday, which is tomorrow, probably about 5 in the afternoon. So it's fresh. It's hot off the box.
Oh, yeah.
Hot off the box. We've got roughly an hour, 47, 40. I mean, I've got the intro phone call as well, where you're sort of ranting drunk. We can add that on if you want.
Oh, yeah, don't add that in.
Okay, We could do that as bonus material. If they pay, they could hear that. But Yeah, that's cool.
And now is probably not the time to talk about a Patreon version.
In some ways, it might not be.
Even by my own low standards, this is really low. It's undercooked, isn't it?
Yeah.
You know.
But if it was going to happen, it would be soonish. Yeah. But maybe let's not mention it. Let's just put this one to bed.
Well, Reese can do all that shit, can't he?
Yeah, because again, he's the responsible one, and he can clean up the mess tomorrow.
Yeah.
We're getting closer to the hour. I mean, we could do a couple.
Don't
more
tell
voices.
Him, Pike.
What's wrong with you, Pike? You're a man or a mouse? Clean up that bloody mess, Pike. Try, Pike, get a bloody rubber tube out of your ass, Pike. For God's sake, Pike, bring up the rubber tube. We're going in direction. Put the rubber tube up your bum. Put it in your mouth, Pike. Don't tell him, Pike. Pike, he said this.
Mary Pike. Whistle while you work. Hitler is a berk. He's off army. Serves his army. Whistle while you work.
Don't panic, Mr. Mannering. Don't panic, Mr. Mannering. They don't like it up him.
We're doomed. Doomed.
I'm so very tired at the moment. Can I have a sit down now?
Oh, we're all doomed.
God.
Do Godbert again.
I'm so ready to die at the moment. I'm going to sit down.
The kids are loving this, aren't they?
They're going to lapping this up. They are lapping this up.
God, they're all dead. Literally all died of extreme old age.
Yeah. Just get Mackenzie Crook back in to do them all. Get Mackenzie Crook back in to do them all. We can have this back on the telly in 6 months. Fantastic actor, you know.
Not a problem at all. Yeah.
When I saw that kid play the role of the fax machine, it blew my tits clean off. And you know why? He didn't just chew the paper up. when it came out of his asshole, it had the same goddamn text on it as when it went in. Tuesday, 2:29, memo to self. Don't forget to get Roland Ricky Gervais Smashhead Comedy. And you know what? He did, kid. A living human fax machine. Blah, blah, blah. I never heard of EastEnders or Bob Holmes or Tomorrow's World, but I tell you this. If I got the chance to live my life again, I'd sit in the front room in a house in somewhere in the north of England and I'd watch the living shit out of that TV, kid. But the way it goes, I just can't. Sometimes you win, sometimes you lose. Blah, 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 blah.
Oh my God.
Oh, oh Jesus Christ. Well, I
mean, oh my God. Listeners, I mean, if nothing else, I've thoroughly enjoyed the last 45 minutes.
It's been a lot of fun. Mackenzie Crook, don't talk to me about Mackenzie Crook. Oh my God. That kid went out. He had 9 pints. He came back. He chewed up a piece of paper and spat it out of his ass. It was the same on the way out as it was on the way in. Oh my gosh.
Oh fuck you know.
Oh God.
I mean I can only apologize. I mean, if I'm really honest. I mean you usually do about 80% of the lifting. But you did about 99% of it.
Oh, it's been wonderful.
But if there's any consolation, I'm loving it. So
it's great. It's been a lot of fun. I feel like we've done a Christmas special and we've done all the highlights of the year. We've shown everyone the clips. And at the end, we'll do a musical number and then we'll, you know, it'll be the highest rating. There hasn't been any Duchovny, actually, is there?
That's fine. More sober, probably.
Always leave them wanting for more. That's the first secret of showbiz. Always leave them wanting for more, you know. Yeah. What we could do just before it ends, we'll just start the Duchovny and then we'll press stop just as it starts. That's the way to get them in. That's the way to get them in.
Yeah. Get them fucking up, didn't it? Get them up.
Class act. I know how to do this. Yeah. Easy doors.
Hey, kid, you want them to come back for more? Just show them a little bit of tit each time. Not all of them, just a piece. 1 week, the top of the breast. The next, a piece of nipple. No, I'll leave them to come back next week. Charge them double. I gotta go. I don't eat myself.
You just sat in your room.
Doing the voices. Doing the voices.
Lovely.
Oh, it's great. I love it. Oh, I love it. It's fantastic. I suppose we should get AF really on them. You know, his time is ticking. We should get AF.
It's paranormal.
I mean, 52 minutes in, I'm going to have to leave at some point. I just going to have a cold drink and just, you know, erase all of the past hour out of my mind.
I'm probably going to go in and try and, I'll probably try to sober up and then go to bed.
Yeah, try and apologise to the family for swearing at them for using a computer. What are you doing using a computer? I've had 9 pints. Fucking what? Are you looking at me for? I'm 11, Dad. You're fucking computer.
12 now.
12 now. I wasn't there for the birthday.
Love you, kid.
I'll get a present next year, all right? You still like Smurfs?
Cards are bullshit, mate. They're bullshit.
Because you won't grow up.
Save the planet.
Fucking Smurfs is shit anyway. Why don't you come to the pub with me? I'm 11, Dad. You're fucking what? Fight
so it's a fucking mugs game, mate. Mugs game. Get in the real world with your dad.
I love you, mate. I fucking love you, mate. Come here. Fucking fight me. I fucking love you. Fuck you looking at. Fucking love you, mate. Yeah. Oh, great stuff.
You'll be great a good dad one day, see, won't you?
Yeah, for cracking.
Imagine having you as a dad. What a
rubber tube, baths full of beans. My boys, my wonderful boys, which one of you deserves a treat tonight? Perhaps for you, Simon, a cheese and onion slice from Greg's. Ian, perhaps for you, a used packet of Dunks. And for you, Robert, an empty can of Heineken, which I acquired 3 weeks ago on a binge that lasted 4.5 days. Not too long in my case. Normally, I stretched to 3
3 or 4 weeks. Tell me, Simon, you're only 9, but have you ever come home with blood on your hands and no explanation? I have. Therefore, I'm the winner.
Did you say a packet of dunks?
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, dear. Oh, dear. Wonderful.
Oh, dear. Oh, dear.
Oh, great stuff. Oh. Well, that was
I'm
not bad.
I'm sobering up now. I can feel
lovely.
It.
Yeah. I tell you what the secret is. Have a nice big glass of squash. Big glass of squash an hour before bed.
Yeah, yeah. I'm going to have a huge, huge pint of Ribena before I get to bed. Maybe two.
Good lad. That's what it's all about.
Maybe 2 pints of Ribena.
Well, there's a few minutes remaining. Shall I just go into the paranormal as AF and then we'll just get out, I suppose?
Yeah, that's no problem.
Okay. Let me just find it now.
Which...
Can you just sing
that? I meant to say, yeah, that's no problem, but it came out as one word.
That's no problem. No problem. I love you, mate.
This fucking is bad, isn't it? It's great. Professional prick, I am.
Absolutely class. Class in a glass. Oh, class absolutely. In 9 glasses in your case there. But, absolutely
awful.
Fantastic.
Awful.
Absolutely
awful.
Just going to get the paranormal as AF up. Here we go.
Yeah, yeah. Come on.
Just sing the Phantom of the Opera to get them in the mood while I just bring it up.
I'd rather do something different.
Okay, I tell you what. How about I'm 18 with a bullet.
Got ground floor perfumery, stationery and leather goods, wigs and haberdashery, kitchenware and food going up. Ba 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 ba. First floor telephone, gents ready-made suits, shirts, socks, ties, hats, underwear and shoes going up. Ba 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 ba. Ba, 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 ba.
I've got it.
Second floor, carpets, travel goods and bedding, materials, soft furnishings, restaurant and teas going down.
Shape up, Mike. Anyway. It's a man on a mouse. For God's sake, Mike. But here we go. I've got it. Paul O'Grady claims his house is haunted by a smelly ghost. When I first moved in here, people used to say they could smell perfume. Paul O'Grady has claimed
his perfume.
Like smell. My name's, what is it? And I'm a red. Usual.
My name's Mark, and I'm a red.
Usual. Paul O'Grady has claimed his house is haunted after smelling a perfume by French fashion designer Jean Patou on the stairs. The TV entertainer appeared in Paranormal Activity podcast, which is hosted by his friend, actor and presenter, Yvette Fielding. That's it, pretty much. I can't scroll down. It's stuck. So there we go.
You were there. Yeah. Smelly ghost.
Class in a glass. Right. That's it. That's good, though. Yeah.
If you're into the paranormal, you'd be loving this shit.
Strength through power, Mike. I think we're really getting the numbers up now. So, yeah.
Yeah.
Great stuff.
So what I'll try to do next week
is
I won't get slaughtered in town today.
Yeah.
And then...
we'll give it a go. See what happens.
I think I'd be more of a contributor if I knew where I was and what I was saying.
9 pints deep, the bubbing sessions.
I'll be honest, if it wasn't my wife, I wouldn't be here now. Because she said, don't forget you're doing the podcast with Eggsy this evening.
I'd like to thank her for that. She's probably the only responsible adult.
I've come in and I've sat down.
Yeah, good lad.
Yeah.
Good lad. Strong.
Basically, laughed at you doing with a Bramble impression.
You're adult, I've taken a tumble. I've had a terrible fall, adult. I can't get up. I can't feel my legs, adult. Oh, that's because you've covered them in that numbing cream, you fucking idiot. Oh, Jesus Christ. Oh, adult. It wasn't like this when I went on holiday to Thailand, adult. I was all alive with energy. That was fucking 3 years ago, you fucking idiot. Oh, dear. Right. I suppose we must just gently drift off into...
I will say that listening to you when you're pissed is a fucking nightmare, honestly. It is a fucking disaster.
worstdayofmylife.com.
Oh,
Adult, I'm going to go home. I can't feel my fingers anymore. My fucking fingerless gloves aren't working anymore, Adult.
My fucking fingerless gloves.
My fingers... In fact, feeling, Adult.
Yes, that's your word.
Oh, it'll make me sick. There we go again. Another fucking episode of this shitball. I've never listened to a bucket of shit like this, you know. Horrible. Absolutely horrible.
Oh, come on, Adel. Give it a chance. I've only done 22 episodes. There might be a good one in there somewhere.
Oh, dear.
If it wasn't for this, I'd be buzzed for Christ's sake.
Yeah, oh, I'd be in the pub still.
Yeah, it's a good thing you came home. It's a good thing you came
home. I came back for this.
Yeah, good lad. I came back. Yeah. Again, another t-shirt. I came back for this.
I came back for this shower of shit. I have a perfectly good pub.
Oh, God. And now, Jimothy, I must tuck you into bed alongside Simon, Peter, and Theodore, and I must wish you all a good night as I take your gifts away. Place the gonk back in the drawer, the Twix back in the cupboard, and the fish slice in between my legs. Good night, my children. Good night, one and all, my boys, my boys, my wonderful boys.
I'd just like to apologize to the listeners. Although, to be fair to my good self, it was 99% John's output this week and only 1% on my own. So
strength through power, Mike. We'll do it together.
Yeah.
Strength through power.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. No, I'm just saying for legal purposes.
Right, yeah, of course. Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's fine.
This week
all of it is alleged.
Nothing to do with me. There was nothing to do with me.
All of it is alleged. I didn't accuse anyone of anything. Even that thing about the fax machine, that was not really
No.
Mackenzie Crook.
If you are Mackenzie Crook's legal team.
Yeah. God help you.
Officially that's what's known as a parody.
Yeah, it is a parody.
We're not implying that Mackenzie Crook really stuck paper up his arse and spat it out.
And recreated it exactly as it was on the way in.
Yeah.
And got a role acting through that. Not to be silly. Okay. All right. Shall I press stop now?
Yeah, if you want to wait, okay.
Class in the glass. I'll press stop. There's a chance we may cut out, but if we do, I'll send you a message or I'll call you back on the phone just to do a post-match analysis like in football.
God bless you.
God bless you.
Yeah, do that.
Actually what we could do is if we count down from three, one, two, three, and then just say strength in numbers and then cut out there. So if I could, ready? One, two, three. Strength through power. Okay.
Yeah, strength through power. Strength in power or through power?
Strength through power, I think sounds better.
Okay, yeah.
One, two, three. Strength through power.
The Demon Seed.
Walker, you must be mistaken.
It's my knowledge here.
Come on down here and help with it.
Demon Seed.
Paranormal existence.
You mean to say you came here purposely?
The first move in the great conspiracy had been made.